Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones. Let's go ahead and get into today's topic. Today, we're going to roll out something new. I'm just going to start calling it Success Strategies. And today, the topic is something that I've been thinking about for some time now, because I know legacy is a really big buzzword, and I know purpose is big as well. So today, I want to ask you, how do you want to be remembered? If you're not driving or not moving around, I want you just to pause for a second. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you just to fast forward your life. And think, when your time's done, when your time's up, how do you want people to remember you? How do you want people to be able to identify that you actually had a place on this earth? Think about what people would say about you. Or even better, if you had to write your own obituary, what would it say? Who did you impact? Who did you help? Who did you ultimately influence to change the world or make it better? Now I want you to go ahead and just open your eyes back up. And those of you, if you happen to not be moving, I want you really to get a piece of paper and just really write out the things that you were able to accomplish in your life. Some might say, I want to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Some might say that I want to have personal freedom, financial freedom. I lived a life that was debt free. I put so much money back so that I could afford to have a house for each one of my kids before I left. What do you want to put in place so that people will know that you had a place on this earth? When we began to talk about legacy, and one of the most tangible examples, because I had to think about this for myself, that's one of the reasons why I started a podcast. And now we're talking about success strategies, so I want to just roll it out clearly for you. But in just one second. But first, I want everybody to understand that in this day and time that we're living in, we have more technology than ever before. We have YouTube for videos. We have all these apps where people are doing audiograms. We have different platforms where people can get things transcribed. You can speak into a microphone and then record that and get that transcribed. And you can make a book happen. You can launch a podcast. Like, you can do so many different things to ultimately put together content to where it can be left behind that helps somebody else. And I want to ask you that, because I would hate for you to get to the end of your life. And you know, we're big on this podcast talking about gifts and talking about purpose. And somebody says to you, "But why didn't you ever pursue going and getting that doctorate degree?" Because you had the passion to create something that would help heal millions of lives. Why didn't you ever write that book to address individuals who were suffering from having divorced parents? Why didn't you ever open up that nonprofit because you wanted to have a shelter to help cover those who weren't able to be taken in by anyone else? Why didn't you ever do these things? Oh, imagine if that was your life. That would be terrible. I wouldn't be able to live with myself. So talking about how we want to be remembered, I've made a declaration to myself that this strategy has helped me just be consistent in growing. And ultimately, by me growing, learning more content, then I'm in a position to be of more, well, in a position to add more value to you all, so that you all can take that information to add more value to other people. So I have something I call the daily trifecta, right? And it's composed of three tasks that I do on a daily basis. The first task that I do the first task would be reading. I saw an interview. It was probably about a minute long interview of Warren Buffett. I spoke about it on the podcast before. But Warren Buffett said, if you want to increase your own personal net worth, you need to be able to speak eloquently or communicate eloquently. And then also, you need to be able to write well. He said those two things. That's a loose quote of the translation of what he said. But basically, he said you need to be able to do those two things. So therefore, on a daily basis, I speak. I think that was the one I said first. If I didn't, forgive me. I'm going to say all three of these. I'm up recording the podcast late. But the first thing is I practice speaking so that I can be a more effective communicator. I personally enjoy telling stories, telling my own personal stories, telling my own personal struggles. Many of you who've listened to the podcast, you've heard struggles about how I failed math class. I failed English. Like, I struggled. Education was rough for me, but now I'm realizing that I'm motivated and I'm inspired to study the things that I'm passionate about, as I'm sure the same for you. So the first thing I do, I practice speaking. The second thing I do, I write. I write concepts. I write blogs. People are always asking me, John, you published your first book. Are you working on another book? Are you going to do another book? So I'm just constantly recording those thoughts because I feel that they will be able to add value to somebody somewhere. And then lastly, I read. Because there's something about reading when you actually physically read the book. Audiobooks are great. Watching webinars are great, watching or listening to podcasts and taking in content all these other different ways, which is great in addition to the fact of you reading because it activates something in your mind. And for me personally, I know it triggers me to begin to think about different areas that I can apply certain information. So each of these activities, I strive to do 30 minutes a day for each. So this is 90 minutes where I practice speaking, I practice reading, and I practice writing. So therefore, I utilize these strategies so that I will be able to leave a legacy before I'm gone. My videos, I put on YouTube. My writing, I put in a book. Speaking, I do it on a podcast, or speaking, I do at an event. So therefore, this is how I'm leaving my footprint via social media, via whatever else you want to say. But people will know that Jonathan Jones lived on this earth based on the information that I consumed and then ultimately dispersed. So friends, I'm curious to hear just from you, like, what is something or how will you be remembered? If you're listening to this podcast, I would just love if you could help us spread the message because I want to hear everybody's thoughts on this. If you could just screenshot, if you're listening to the podcast, screenshot and then tag me on Instagram, mention me on Twitter at Jonathan Jones Speaks on Instagram and at Jonathan J Speaks on Twitter. But use the hashtag SYS Podcast. And that way I'll be able to see, you know, how you're going to be remembered. Because I personally believe that we're all one connection away from what we need. Or like my dad always says, my dad, Dr. Fred Jones, he always says, there's not one problem that the right relationship can't solve. And if you reach out or if you tag me or tag the podcast and you say what you want to do, you put it out there in the atmosphere, then I could retweet it. Somebody else could retweet it and you could be connected to the connection to help you get to your next level in your particular lane. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and log off. Wasn't trying to get on a soapbox. But like I said, these are success strategies for you. Yours doesn't have to be reading, writing, and speaking. You can implement your own three, whatever. It could be spending 30 minutes with your significant other. It could be spending 30 minutes listening to podcasts. And it could be spending 30 minutes doing exercise because that's just areas you want to improve on. So, friends, I would just want to encourage you that if you felt that this podcast added value, I would encourage you to subscribe to the podcast We're on Spotify, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Play. I feel like I'm leaving one out. And we're also on Libsyn. Gotta love Libsyn. So I would encourage you to subscribe to the podcast if you felt it added value. On top of that, if you felt it was worthy enough to give it a rating, I would greatly appreciate that. So you can leave us feedback, let us know what you thought, what you liked. Leave that rating on iTunes. And now we're going to go ahead and just log it out like we always do. This is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?